This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. You are tuned into Enterprise, of course, and this is Open for Business. I'm joined in the studio today by CEO Paul Lee. And what's the name of the company that you've got?
It's pronounced as Flipedia.
Flipedia.
Yes.
So obviously I read it and it was Flip Idea.
Yes. Right? It's a bit of a wordplay there too.
Right.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So the idea is to look at a hunch idea, which is not as perfect, and then, you know, you refine it from being, let's say, somewhat poor into a better idea. And so in a way, it's sort of like flipping the idea around. And so that's why the wordplay, Flipedia, Flip Idea.
So the reason that I brought you in here is obviously we talk a lot about entrepreneurs, businesses and startups and people who are either choosing to go on that journey and they've got skin in the game, they've decided they want to do something themselves, or they've been established for a little while and they're at that stage where they want to be reassessed and see how well they're doing.
Sure.
Now, as you know, obviously according to your data, and I know, a lot of businesses unfortunately don't make it. You know,
Correct.
There's a large percentage of companies that fail, startups in particular, around 70-something percent.
Correct.
So the from what I understand, the aim of your company is to use AI and algorithms to look at the percentage rate of failures.
Failure. Correct.
Why did you choose to look at this segment of the market? Why is failure is it an interest for you?
Well, first of all, I myself has been a victim of business failures a couple of times as well. And after I left Beijing in September 2017, I was looking for, you know, the next thing to work on. And I remember in the, this DLD conference that I attended in Munich, listening to this founder of ResearchGate. His name is, can't really remember his name, but he built ResearchGate because in his earlier days as a scientist, he couldn't find a repository or a journal that would publish failed results of failed experiments. And he started ResearchGate by doing so, and his objective was to collect failed data from failed experiments to allow other researchers to learn from other people's, you know,
mistakes
or shortcomings. And I thought to myself, wow, I mean, something so simple yet so brilliant and impactful. And I thought to myself at that time, has anybody ever done that for the business domain? And I thought, yeah, it'd be interesting, you know, to have such a platform. But because I was running a consultancy, small consultancy company in Beijing at that time, so I didn't, you know, really pretty much pursue that idea.
Just went on a back burner somewhere.
Correct, correct. So when in 2017, I thought, okay, maybe it's time to revisit that idea. I fell a couple of times. There was one painful business failure, very costly. And I thought, why don't we, you know, compile all this data, you know, centrally from all over the world and make it accessible in all multi-languages and let people learn, just like Wikipedia, you know? So that's, you know, it's just, bit, you know, build up from that idea, essentially. So, yeah.
So what kind of data are you actually collecting?
I'm collecting all this post-mortem, you know, and bankruptcy information of this failed companies or failed businesses. And essentially, just the first step, it's a very, you know, simple act, just compiling them together, present them in a very user-friendly manner. You know, we summarize them in bullet points so that it's not painful to read like a 1,000 words article, you know. So just grab the main points and present them.
Okay, so you may have read in the news in the last few days, actually, about WeWork.
Yes, WeWork.
Who, and for all intents and purposes, for a lot of people, seemed to be in a position where they were going to make the world's first tech trillionaire.
Yes.
That was his intention.
Correct.
You know, and a lot of people kind of looked at it and kind of assessed it, and they were up for the IPO, and they dropped 70%, I think, in their in their value over the last few days.
Yes.
Do you think something like Flipedia would have been able to point at that and say, perhaps this is not the best of things, and maybe there is potential for failure here.
Well, that's the end goal. At the moment, our machine learning algorithm, we're trying to feed data into it where we're able to discover some interesting patterns from all this failure data. And in our database right now, we have a few startups, like, for instance, back last year, which was a hot news, Theranos, I'm sure.
Yes.
You remember them.
Yes.
So we all know one of the main reasons that they failed was pretty much human error base, right? So, I mean, with information and data like that, if you collect enough of such data, and you know, if you're able to flag certain companies, you know, if their business strategy shows certain signs, you know, where they're headed that way, so you know, one of the goals for us to do is to, you know, raise that flag and, hey guys, investors or whoever, just watch out, you know, and yeah, so definitely.
So one of the factors I think that led to. Excuse me while I go off on a tangent for a little while, their downfall was to do with hype, right?
Yes,
so
hype.
Even Theranos, the same thing. You
Correct.
Look at something, even like the Fire Festival, which
right.
was deemed as something that was going to be great.
Correct.
The beautiful thing about hype, a double-edged sword, obviously,
yes.
is that people believe it if it's entrusted to influencers, for example,
Correct.
or people of influence, rather. The beautiful thing about something like Flippy D is that it's data-driven, you know, so the emotion
Correct.
Is taken away from a decision.
Correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about the algorithms that you use and the AI that you use in particular?
Well,
because obviously it will be emotionless.
Yes, for now.
For now. Interesting.
So, yeah, I can't talk too much, you know, in detail about it, but I'll share what I can as best I can, but we're using definitely machine learning. It's our basic, but we're also using some deep learning techniques. But at the moment, you're absolutely right. It's very data-driven, data-focused, and we want to you know, start from the very early stage of the process of business formulation and development, you know, from the ideation process, so which is why we want to be that first stop for aspiring entrepreneurs, you know, to come on our Flippedia website to look at failures, you know, that have been committed by others and look at all this hindsight data and see what kind of, you know, insights they can draw out of them, you know, so without needing to fail themselves.
Right.
And then we actually have a feature right now online. It's called the Failure Rate Calculator, where apart from browsing the data, we allow users to key in their intuitive or hunch business idea, where they can check the uniqueness of that idea.
Right, because everybody has a good idea.
They believe so.
Right.
Because there's more than 7 billion of us,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
You don't want to be that still that 10,001,
right.
you know, Ramly Burger stall. I mean, if you wanted to sell burgers, you know, come up with something unique.
Right,
Yeah, so we allow the user to do that. And then the system, you know, with our machine learning algorithm will pick up all these similar companies and then those that had failed at the moment. And then we will also show those that have still inactive status. And then, you know, you could learn from this and see what, you know, their strategies are and whatnot, and then try to come out with something more unique and fresh and creative. And by next year, we will also roll out our business intelligence that's built for young companies and startups powered by AI, that we will guide our users every step of the way, you know, to refine the idea, to build, let's say, a prototype, launch, and grow, and so on.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll perhaps talk about if I was a young, aspiring entrepreneur, maybe what, when I come to Flippedia, the processes that would happen if I was to sign on to your service or something
yes.
like that. Okay, we'll take a short break. You are, of course, tuned in to Enterprise. This is Open for Business. I'm in the studio with Paul Lee, the CEO and founder of Flippedia. We'll be right back in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome to Open for Business here on Enterprise. If you're only just joining us, I'm in the studio with Paul Lee, the CEO and founder of Flipedia. One thing that we tackle a lot of here on Enterprise, of course, is the startup world, entrepreneurs in particular. We get asked time and time and time again about how do some companies do very well and why do some companies fail. And it's often difficult for us to answer that because there are so many variables as to why a company can do well or why they fail. Sure. Now, Paul has a company here, Flipedia, that is going to analyze some of the data worldwide and hopefully predict, I'm assuming, whether your company is going to do well or give you a percentage, perhaps, of success or failure.
Correct.
So if I'm a company coming to you, Paul, can you talk me through the process as to how I would register with you, what the process would be like, the consultation and all of that kind of stuff?
So at the moment, our Flipedia site, it's live on air. I mean, not on air, online. And it's free to use generally. And so the user would then first browse around the site to look at all the companies and when they find some company that caught their attention and they click on it and they'll enter into this detailed view that will show them information such as, let's say, Jawbone, right? Jawbone, you know, started a company in 1997. They shut down in 2017. You know, before they shut down, their total investment they have raised over the years was almost $1 billion US dollars. And, you know, they have got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of employees. And apart from that, you're able to see who their direct competitors were, indirect competitors were, who were their investors, institutional investors, angel investors, and what have you not, and who were their founders. And what's most interesting is that, you know, we have put together nicely the reasons for failures. And, you know, upon clicking on that tab, you know, they'll learn that, okay, Jawbone died due to strong competition was one of them, poor customer support, poor technologies and whatnot. And so essentially the whole website, it's built for such data browsing, if you like. And then upon user registration, then the user are able to use our failure rate calculator, which we develop, and it's, again, free to use. So the user could key in their intuitive or, you know, hunch business ideas and check to see from the database if it's unique or not. And if it's not unique, you know, the system will populate companies that shares the same or similar business idea, and then the user can learn from their failures. And,
does it include things like location data as well, whether or not you're likely to more succeed in a particular area over another?
At the moment, not yet, but we show, okay, where these companies are located. And in fact, by next month, by end of next month, we'll roll out our 2.0 version, and our failure rate calculator will be improved where, you know, users can key in more data. And by doing so, they'll be able to, we're guiding them in a way to formulate their business idea in a way more effectively. Yeah, hopefully it will be an educational process for the user as well. Yeah.
So when you originally had this idea, how did you envision monetizing it further down the line?
So we name it Flipedia because we want to become the encyclopedia of business failure. And like Wikipedia, you know, we want to empower the end users, like, you know, the small companies or small boys, if you like. And I believe, you know, we should empower them and it should be free for them. And for bigger institutions, say, let's say, research institution or a financial institution where they also find our data to be useful, and maybe that's where we'll like to test this monetization model where we will, you know, charge them on an acceptable, affordable fee.
Got it. Where do you see it going next then? So you were just talking about you're rolling out the 2.0 version. Mm-hmm. What's going to be different again? Just remind me.
So we're going to add a new feature to the failure rate calculator, where we will guide our user in shaping their hunch business idea into something more solid.
Right.
Yeah, so basically, okay, if you're listening to this show, then here's a teaser for you guys. So if you find it's useful to come and check us out next month. So we are adding the business model canvas to our failure rate calculator. So in that, we're guiding our users to think, okay, this business idea of yours, all right, you think it's unique, fine. But are you solving a real world problem? And then if you are, who are your customer segment? And, so on and so forth that you learn from business school. Mm. A lot of times, we just think of that idea and we just think it's unique, but without careful,
right.
due diligence,
okay,
check and whatnot.
I'll give you an example. Yep. Let's say I live in a particular area of town, yep. and I feel as though the vegan movement is doing well.
Yes.
The ball is rolling worldwide. We see a lot of people moving towards being more sustainable and one thing or another. I think that opening a vegan cafe, for example, in a part of town like Bangsar would be feasible. I key in these details to your website.
Yes.
And it tells me, okay, your idea is good.
Yes.
It's original for that area.
Yes.
But then I have an investor who's telling me, okay, what percentage of the market are in fact vegan? And he tells me it's 1%. Mm-hmm. And he said, after 2 years, your growth will be 100%, but then you're only at 2% of market share.
Yes.
What different data would I be able to get from Flipedia as opposed to this guy who potentially would invest in my company?
Right. So at the moment, we can only offer failure data. So perhaps if you key in that idea into our system, we will try to search our entire database to see if there's another similar company in Malaysia offering that vegan food products in, the area that you're going to target at. And if they are, then we'll show you, a high failure rate. If they aren't, maybe your failure rate will be slightly, lower. And at this point in time, it's just that.
I noticed that you're based in Brunei right now.
Currently, yes.
Why is that?
I was actually born in Sungai Petani Kedah. And that's where mum's from. Dad's from Klang, town of Bakut Teh, favorite. And then, but dad migrated us over to Brunei, when I was like 2 years old or so. So home's there, pretty much.
Got it.
I do travel back here,
right.
For business or whatsoever.
And I noticed you're up for a few awards for the ASEAN Rice Bowl.
Yes, we are a Bruneian finalist. Currently, we're awaiting for results and we are nominated in a few categories: Best AI Startup, Founder of the Year, Startup of the Year, Best Newcomer. And if we win any of this, the next step would be competing in KL. The results will be known by January next year, and we'll be competing regionally. So that's one of the achievements.
I've got one final question just before I let you go, actually.
Yep.
About AI, of all things, because that's essentially the core of what's kind of running your business.
Yes.
Right? How important to you is the future of AI?
I think it's very important, probably as important as automation in machinery, I think. I don't want to sound too optimistic, but for a lot of laymen, we get, again, driven by the hype.
Yeah.
And currently there's a lot of hype about AI, stealing away or destroying jobs. Sure. But a lot of people are not aware that the jobs that will be lost are those what we call the 3-second jobs, like those that you don't really need your cognitive, activity much.
Yeah.
And so I think it will empower us. It's like a double. It's like a sword. You can use it for good. You can use it to harm people, right? So obviously AI, it's a tool. It's just a means to an end. It will help those visionaries to use it in achieving their end goals, hopefully positive end goals, in more efficient manner. And pretty much that's it. That's how I see AI.
Where can people find out more information?
Just go to our site, www.flipedia.
So, yeah. I'm so sorry.
No worries. So it's two words, flipedia.co, FLIPIDEA.co. So.
Flipedia, Richard, it's Flipedia. Yeah. Paul, thank you very much for coming in this session today.
Thank you very much, Richard.
This has been Open for Business here on Enterprise. We'll be back same time tomorrow here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.